FM 4.
Good morning, 6 o'clock, time for the news headlines. A car plows into a crowd in Liverpool, and a controversial group says it's delivered aid into Gaza. Here's Paul Brennan with the FM 4 News.
A car has plowed into crowds at a victory parade for Liverpool Football Club. Police say the incident in the northern English city is not connected to terrorism. 27 people, including children, have been taken to hospital. Two of them suffered serious injuries. Officials have confirmed the arrest of a driver, a 53-year-old British man, and said it was an isolated incident. Liam Robinson is the leader of Liverpool City Council.
Our thoughts and prayers are with those affected by this appalling incident in the city centre. It's cast a very dark shadow over what had been a joyous day for the city and the finale to a fabulous bank holiday weekend. I'd particularly like to pay tribute to the emergency services who responded to help those who were hurt and to our NHS staff treating them in hospital.
A naval court in Greece has charged 17 coast guards over one of the deadliest ever migrant boat disasters in the Mediterranean. Up to 650 people were feared to have drowned when the overcrowded Adriana fishing vessel sank near Pylos off the Greek coast in June of 2023. Survivors said that Greek coast guards had caused their boat to capsize in a botched attempt to tow it and then tried to silence witnesses. A controversial aid supply group supported by the US and Israel says it's delivered truckloads of food to so-called secure distribution sites in Gaza. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which uses arms American security contractors, bypasses the United Nations as the major aid supplier to Palestinians. More from the BBC's Tom Bateman.
The project has been mired in controversy, seen by critics as politicizing and militarizing aid, using food distribution to kettle Palestinians into diminishingly smaller areas, with selective distribution used to starve out Israel's adversaries. The foundation rejects the criticism, saying its operations conform to the humanitarian principle of neutrality. However, it also says in its statement that Hamas was threatened by the new model and was trying to make it fail.
Today's weather, mixed conditions with the most sunshine in eastern Austria. Western and southern regions can expect occasional showers. Highs will range today from 15 to 24 degrees.
You know Taco Tuesdays?
Yeah, what about it, Dave?
They're nice, but I think we need to make Tiki Tuesdays a thing for the summer, right?
What's that?
Flowery shirts, fruity drinks, and super music.
The Morning Show.
With Dave and Nina. At
Radio FM 4.
I think that's what we got going on here.
It is indeed.
Guten Morgen.
We're just missing the fruit drinks.
And the flower shirts and everything else.
Fucking up in the back of the taxi. On snog as a bug, you relax me. Radio's playing Frank Ocean IV. You wrap my mind, you open the doors. Gasoline at our feet on the floor. Bottle of wine and a wall back to yours. Floating down the pavement, not the high street. Don't like this flare for I'm a whitey. You grip my hand, start talking wisely. For the long way home. Change my digits and I'm from my phone. Say tight for your midnight tone. Who here for the long way home? Faces grow golden from streetlights. You lose kiss, standing I leave. I stumble along with full moons in our eyes. Passing the flash, I'm not long to wait. Talking wisely, but we know it's we're all here for the long way home. Change my digits and I'm from my phone. Slimy days old.
blood's been dripping from my nose. Your low waist, I just feel like honey on my face. We're on the underground, my awkward smiles on southbound. We're all here for the long way home.
Morning Show.
Oh!
I like the bad boys, I like the sad boys, I like the ones who grow up and I like the bad boys, I like the new boys, the inner suit boys, I like the undressed and they're covered in tattoos boys.
Was Boys from Just For Fun. So, if you're just, you know, standing in your bathroom in front of the mirror, first of all, you look awesome today.
Amazing.
No one,
amazing.
I mean,
amazing.
You look total ausgeschlafen, super.
Yeah. Genau so und nicht anders. Ja, und zweitens, vergesst nicht einen wichtigen Schritt in eurer Morning Skincare Routine. Ja, einschmieren, 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 SPF 50, der FM4 Ombudsmann erklärt.
Der FM4 Ombudsmann. Beantwortet dir deine Frage.
Liebe Hörerin, lieber Hörer, der Mechmed schreibt, lieber Ombudsmann, ich war bei der Hautärztin wegen einem Muttermal. Es war eh harmlos, aber sie hat gemeint, ich soll mich mit Sonnencreme einschmieren, jeden Tag, auch im Winter. Bitte, was soll das? Ich bin ja nicht peinlich, außerdem ist Sonne nicht gesund. Lieber Mechmed, Gesundheit, danke, ist relativ. Ein Aspirin zur rechten Zeit kann gesund sein. Für 60 Aspirin gibt es kaum einen guten Zeitpunkt, außer du willst hartnäckigen Dreck aus den Fliesenfugen von einem mittelgroßen Schlachthof rauskratzen, dann werden 60 Aspirin fast ein bisschen wenig sein. Fürs Badezimmer reichen sicher 5 Aspirin, ein bisschen Wasser auflösen, schon sind die Fugen wieder sauber. Also sofern man das Wasser nicht trinkt, sondern zum Putzen verwendet. Aber wo waren wir? Die Sonne, richtig zu sagen. Jener Stern, um den sich alles Leben dreht, weil er so freundlich war, es zu ermöglichen, sei als Ganzes und grundsätzlich ungesund. Das wäre schon ein nihilistischer Blick auf alles Lebendige, der die Sonne selbst wenig beeindrucken dürfte. Der Sonne ist ja alles Lebendige wurscht. Die hat gerade Midlife-Crisis, ne? Die hat andere Sorgen. Und das ist schon ein bedeutendes Ereignis der Geschichte. Auch die Sonne hat genau die Hälfte ihrer Lebensdauer hinter sich. Jetzt ist Halbzeit und wir Menschen sind quasi die Halftime-Show. Nach uns wird noch Milliarden Jahre weiter geglüht. Aber jetzt ist Pause, also chill. Die zweite Halbzeit wird heiß und wir werden ausgewechselt, ist mit dem Trainer so ausgemacht. Schauen wir, dass wir bis dahin möglichst verletzungsfrei bleiben und da ist Einschmieren sicher eine gute Idee. Servus!
Der FM4 Ombudsmann. Und alles ist wieder gut.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future, or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubblegum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long. In the end, Tony with yourself. Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance. So are everybody else's. Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions, even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly. Get to know your parents. You never know when they'll be gone for good. Be nice to your siblings. They're your best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but with a precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young. Live in New York City once, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in Northern California once, but leave before it makes you soft. Travel. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will rise. Politicians will philander. You too will get old. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders. Respect your elders. Don't expect anyone else to support you. Maybe you have a trust fund. Maybe you'll have a wealthy spouse. But you never know when either one might run out. Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time you're 40, it will look 85. Be careful whose advice you buy, but be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me, on the sunscreen.
For those of you not familiar with that track, that was Bats Luhrmann with Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen. And it was originally released in 1997, shortly after Bats Luhrmann had written an article, a fake commencement speech, which was
Nein, er hat es nicht geschrieben, sondern eine Kolumnistin von der Chicago Tribune hat
That's
diesen
right.
Text geschrieben.
That's right.
Und es war quasi als fiktive College-Rede gedacht. So das, was sie glaubt hat, wenn sie jemals irgendwo eingeladen wird, eine Abschlussrede in einem College zu halten, das wird sie sagen. Und Bess genau. Luhrmann hat das total gefunden und hat es vertont. Und noch ein kleiner Fun-Fact, Kurt Vonnegut, der Autor, dem wurde das lange zugeschrieben, dass er diesen Text, dass er tatsächlich mal so eine Abschlussrede auf einem College gehalten hat.
That's the way I actually became aware of it. Someone yep. sent me that as an email chain.
Aber das stimmt nicht. Und Kurt Vonnegut hat gesagt, I wish I had written it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. To be Hör honest,
ich mir immer an diesen Song, wenn es mir schlecht geht.
I was just going through and like checking off. Okay, what did I do? What didn't I do? And I know if I would have heard it way back when it would have been useful, I probably wouldn't have paid any attention to it. Unfortunately.
Yeah, but. Because advice like youth is wasted on the young. Heißt in dem Song? Ich hab's nicht gesagt.
When you're right, you're right.
thank God I made it. Martial art, noising up the whole street anytime I start my car. Neighbors can't believe how black woman got this far, but they rate it still. I was chasing dangerous thrills. Got a pin that's pumping iron away, it's right, it's staying still. Heard the beat and it gave me chills. Right place at the right time, and this time I let my pace spill. I ain't gotta be what they on or be in the latest drop. I just walk my ends and I walk Mew Mew with the same damn bop. Tell me why they all dress the same, carbon copy thesis. I cut you with a Japanese silhouette, I know you ain't never seen these pieces. SS Sims 25, yeah, never seen this season. Taking it to another level this year and I got every reason. I feel like I'm the best, so I gotta channel the feeling. For the wicked, there's no rest, believe it. I'm a grown-ass woman, man, at your step. I got enough batty, I got enough breasts. I know how to make a house into a home. When he come home, food set, let her cook. But my man is a Michelin star chef. Grown folks in this house doing grown folk nest. They talk on my name, but that's minor. It's minute, I know my shit. Intelligent, and it don't work for your IQ. They told you I'm humble, well, fuck that, you been lied to. They make it to the top, then add water and dilute. My shit has a standard, couldn't slip if I tried to. I'm too streetwise to get wrapped up in an industry typhoon. Easy enough for me to do them, but they can't do what I do. They can't move how I move, huh? Yeah. Too much I can brag about, too much of winning. These haters is mad about 90s baby, fatherless child. But who would I be if I did have my dad around these days? Gotta use cold words talking. Who would I snap if I did have my camera out? Who you know mixing genres like me? Do you not get it? I am the baddest out. It's I'm the illest. In Cartier spending my shillings. Sis said, why do you buy this stuff? I just like it, innit? My dime is an entertainment. Sometimes dancing, sometimes singing. Everybody we know is sinning. Shit, as for
Envia.
Morning Show.
Endlos viel Probleme und unglaublich wenig Zeit. Wenn was los ist in der Szene, ist sie mehr als nur bereit. Sie hat in vielen Städten Freunde, in mehr Städten als ich kenn. Und in jeder dieser Städte hat sie einen Platz zum Pennen. Wie es geht, ja geht so weit. Sie will rauchen und ich hab grad Zeit. Ja, ja, die Miete ist grad fällig und der Monat geht schon lang. Sie möchte nicht mehr kellnern, will ein Studium anfangen. Hat ihren Kopf nicht in den Wolken, nein, sie hört lieber Musik. Sagt jemand, es ist Schluss für heute, fragt sie, was es noch gibt. Wie es geht, ja geht so weit. Sie will rauchen und ich hab grad Zeit. Und wenn sie sagt, sie möchte tanzen, gibt es nichts zu verstehen. Gibt's die Möglichkeit zu rennen, wird sie bestimmt nicht gehen. Wenn es brennt, dann niemals leise. Wenn es brennt, dann nur für sie. Sie sagt, müsst sie heute sterben, ja, dann wär's okay für sie. Es ist oft leise, in der Nacht ist man allein. Das fand sie immer scheiße und deshalb war sie nie daheim. Wo die Leute trinken, wird es meistens sehr spät. Ja, wo die Leute trinken, fehlt's an Gründen, um zu gehen. Wie es geht, ja geht so weit. Sie will rauchen und ich hab grad Zeit. Wenn sie sagt, sie möchte tanzen, gibt es nichts zu verstehen. Gibt's die Möglichkeit zu rennen, wird sie bestimmt nicht gehen. Wenn es brennt, dann niemals leise. Wenn es brennt, dann nur für sie. Sie sagt, müsst sie heute sterben, ja, dann wär's okay für sie, okay für sie. Ich traf sie neulich wieder in der Stadt, in der wir wohnen. Ihr Haar war nicht mehr lila und kein Dreck an ihren Schuhen. Sie hat jetzt eine Wohnung und ein Freund, der sie sehr liebt. Ich frag, willst du eine rauchen? Sie sagt, nein, danke, aber lieb.
Warum sich Lidl für mich lohnt? Weil ich mich immer auf die Qualität und den Preis verlassen kann. Und das jeden Tag. Genau deshalb lohnt sich Lidl für mich. Probier auch du die Qualitätsmarke Alpengut. Milch, Käse, Joghurt, Butter. 100% Armer-Qualität. Natürlich aus Österreich. Lidl lohnt sich.
Ausflug? Check. Tolle Gastronomie? Check. Hunderte von Angeboten? Check. Shoppen und sparen? Check. Alles auf einmal gibt's in den Designer-Outlets Pandorf und Salzburg. Bei über 250 Designermarken. Immer bis zu 70% günstiger. Die Designer-Outlets Salzburg und Pandorf sind immer eine Reise wert.
Interspar hat morgen am Mittwoch, 28. Mai, in ganz Österreich bis 21 Uhr für Sie geöffnet. Alles da, da, 55 Jahre Interspar. Wir feiern und Sie sparen.
Mächtig einfach. Mit Sky Stream hast du alle deine Streaming-Apps auf Knopfdruck. Erlebe die neuesten Filme und Serien, inklusive Paramount Plus, Netflix und dem gesamten Live-Sport. Mächtig einfach. Sky, wo Unterhaltung zu Hause ist.
Der Summer Sale beginnt bei Peek und Kloppenburg, Österreich. Jetzt bis zu 50% auf ausgewählte Styles sichern. Von exklusiven Marken bis zu den neuesten Trends. Shoppe jetzt deinen Lieblingslook im Sale mit bis zu 50% Rabatt. Bei Peek und Kloppenburg, Österreich.
Bipa einfach, immer preiswert. Jetzt über 300 Preise gesenkt. Quer durch Sortiment. Visomat XXL Geschirrspültabs. Diverse Sorten um 9,49 Euro. Ausnahmen und Details auf bipa.at. Bipa, das Leben ist schön.
Ein Tennisarmband ist ein funkelndes, rundum mit Diamanten besetztes Armband. Seit Chris Evert Lloyd ihr Diamantarmband bei den US Open 1987 verlor und es vor laufenden Kameras auf dem Platz suchte, heißt ein solches Armband Tennisarmband. TV Media. So habe ich das noch nie gesehen. Alles, was Sie wissen müssen über Sport, TV, Kino und Streaming.
Da schau her, immer super günstig. Beim Penny Wochenstarter gibt's Montag und Dienstag minus 37% auf echt Bio-Kornspitz. Ab 2 Stück pro Kornspitz um nur 49 Cent. Penny, da schau her.
FM4.
Good morning, 6:30, time for the FM4 News with Lawrence Wilden.
Einen schönen guten Morgen. Heikler Auftritt des britischen Königs Charles in Kanada. Charles eröffnet heute als offizielles Staatsoberhaupt das Parlament in Ottawa. Damit will Kanada seine Autonomie hervorheben, mit Blick auf US-Präsident Trump, der Kanada zum Bundesstaat der USA machen will. Mehr von unserem Großbritannien-Korrespondenten Jörg Winter.
Ich habe seine Majestät gebeten und er hat die Einladung zu kommen akzeptiert. Der Besuch unterstreicht die Souveränität unseres Landes, sagt Premierminister Mark Carney. Höhepunkt ist am Vormittag die Thronrede zur Eröffnung des kanadischen Parlaments, die offizielle Regierungserklärung, die Charles als Staatsoberhaupt und König von Kanada verlesen wird. Ein politischer Spagat. Denn die Rede, die Charles vortragen wird, legt ihm die kanadische Regierung vor und die steht dem Bully südlich der Grenze deutlich kämpferischer gegenüber als die Regierung in London, der König Charles hauptsächlich verpflichtet ist und die gegenüber Donald Trump äußerst vorsichtig agiert.
Bei der Meisterfeier des englischen Fußballclubs Liverpool hat es am Abend einen Schockmoment gegeben. Ein 53-Jähriger ist mit seinem Minivan in eine Menschenmenge gefahren, kurz nach Ende der Hauptparade. 27 Menschen wurden laut Behörden verletzt, zwei davon schwer. Der Polizei zufolge hat es sich um keinen Terrorakt gehandelt. Die Ermittlungen laufen. In Düsseldorf beginnt heute der Prozess um den Messeranschlag von Solingen mit drei Toten. Dem angeklagten 27-Jährigen wird unter anderem Mord vorgeworfen. Er soll im August des Vorjahres mehrere Besucher auf einem Stadtfest mit einem Messer attackiert und drei getötet haben. 10 weitere Menschen wurden verletzt. Und der Frauenanteil im Bundesheer steigt nur langsam. Seit 2 Jahren gibt es den Freiwilligen Grundwehrdienst für Frauen. Der Anteil der Soldatinnen stieg von 4,3 auf rund 6%. Laut Verteidigungsministerium waren Ende des Vorjahres rund 820 Soldatinnen im Dienst. Eine Wehrpflicht für Frauen lehnt Verteidigungsministerin Tanner ab. Das Wetter, Sonne und Wolken. Am meisten Sonne in der Osthälfte und hier auch mild mit 20 bis 25 Grad. In der Westhälfte frischer und maximal 14 bis 20 Grad.
Lawrence.
Yes.
I have a question for you, since you are a man from Fox. You have all the information about what the weather's going to be like.
Alles, ich weiß alles. Du kannst mich alles fragen, Dave.
And you have an impeccable sense of style and a fairly decent common sense. What would you suggest we wear today for outerwear? Because I woke up and I made the wrong decision.
Ja, das denke ich mir meistens, wenn ich dich in der Früh sehe, aber prinzipiell, prinzipiell, Dave, würde ich sagen, zuerst einmal etwas wärmer noch in der Früh, aber man kann eine dünne Jacke mitnehmen und die kann man dann im besten Fall ausziehen und einfach nur mit vielleicht dünnen Pulloverchen drüber.
Mit dem Pullover dann bitte so über die Schulter hängen.
Das sehe ich beim Dave sehr, ja.
Das sehe ich bei dir immer.
Girl, it's morning, girl. Time for getting all the way up and being completely ready to be awesome. Today is a day for you to jump hard, go extremely fast, or of course, coffee, coffee, tingle, tingle.
This is the morning show.
At Radio FM 4.
A place in the city, a chair in the bed. I cover up all the mirrors, I can't see myself yet. I wear smoke like a wedding veil, make a meal I won't eat. Step out into the street, alone in a sea. It comes over me, oh, I'm missing you. Yeah, I'm missing you. And all the things we used to do. MDMA in the back garden, blow our pupils up. We kiss for hours straight, well baby, what was that? I remember saying then, this is the best cigarette of my life. Well, I want you just like that. Into your hands, we're in a sandstorm and it knocks me out. I didn't know then that you'd never be enough. Oh, since I was 17, I gave you everything. Now we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that? The painted faces, they talk current affairs. You had to know this was happening. You weren't feeling my heat. When in the light down, baby, so bright, I face reality. I tried to let whatever has to pass through me, pass through. This is the best cigarette of my life. Well, I want you to
Lordy, with a question I ask myself frequently, what was that? 6:30. Well, coming up at 6:37 in the morning. I'm Dave Dempsey.
Ich bin Nina Hochreiner. Dave, kannst du dich noch erinnern an Marie Kondo, diese Aufräumexpertin, die...
This does not give me joy?
Und genau, so, also if it doesn't spark joy, that's you have it. To throw it away. Man muss durch seine ganzen Sachen durchgehen und so kann man seine Sachen decluttern. Und ja, jetzt gibt es eine neue Regel, wenn es ums Aufräumen geht und ums Sachen wegschmeißen.
From her?
Not from her. From okay. some influencer. Es heißt, es ist die Poop Rule und es ist genauso grauslich, wie es klingt. Und die Frage, die man sich stellen muss beim Aufräumen, ist, if something was covered in poop, would you still keep it?
Thank you for this image.
Ja. Okay, und ich finde, das ist ein kompletter Blödsinn, ja, weil ich meine, es kann ja was sein, keine Ahnung, irgendein Spielzeug oder so, dass man nostalgische Gefühle hat, das kann ich ja dann abwaschen. Aber was ist mit einem urwichtigen Liebesbrief von früher? If this is covered in poop, naja, Papier kann man halt nicht abwaschen und trotzdem möchte ich ihn vielleicht behalten. So, this poop rule misses one essential thing, which is, yeah, some things you can wash off and some things you can't.
That poop
Verstehst
rule?
Du? So, that, ich bin dagegen.
That poop rule is yeah. poop. It's only worth flushing.
Exactly.
Thinking stupid conversations, crying laughing made my tummy tight. 23, 42, what a night. Got me dancing in the street with my Travolta fantasy that comes to life. To throw the beach and have you catch it so I never have to bruise. Yeah.
naked? Naked? Well, Portugal a man, auf jeden Fall. That was Glide, 6:44 in the morning. Time to talk about Austrian film history. Do you know any Austrian director who's a big name in the early days of Hollywood?
Billy Wilder?
Well, yeah, of course. But there was another one.
4000 Jahre Niederlagen. Die ganze österreichische Geschichte auf FM4.
Folge 61, Erich von Stroheim. 4. Dezember 1924 im Cosmopolitan Movie Theater in New York. Premiere des Films Gier. Regisseur Erich von Stroheim ist bei der Premiere nicht dabei. Zu sehr schmerzen ihn die Kürzungen, die seine Produzenten ohne sein Einverständnis gemacht haben. Was der Höhepunkt seiner Regiekarriere hätte werden sollen, wird zur beruflichen Katastrophe. Erich von Stroheim kommt als Erich Stroheim 1885 als Sohn eines jüdischen Hutmachers in Wien zur Welt. Er emigriert in die USA und erfindet sich komplett neu. Er ergänzt seinen Namen zu von Stroheim und behauptet, er stamme aus einem alten Adelsgeschlecht und hätte in der Leibwache von Kaiser Franz Josef gedient. Nach einigen Auftritten als Stuntman beginnt seine Schauspielerkarriere. Was ihm hilft, im Ersten Weltkrieg braucht die US-Filmindustrie deutsche Bösewichte in Uniform für ihre Propagandawerke. Und niemand spielt das besser als von Stroheim, der auch privat in Uniform rumläuft. Schnell ist er bekannt als The Man You Love to Hate. Anfang der 20er Jahre geht er nach Hollywood und will nun selber Filme machen. Und trotz anfänglicher Erfolge ist schnell klar, Studiobosse tun sich ganz schwer mit seiner Detailversessenheit. So bekommt er einmal am Set einen Tobsuchtsanfall, weil eine Türklingel nicht funktioniert. In einem Stummfilm. Für eine Buffet-Szene verlangt er echten Kaviar, außerdem lässt er den Wiener Prater originalgetreu nachbauen und kauft für eine Szene die Originalkutsche von Franz Josef. Doch als die Dreharbeiten zur Romanverfilmung Gier beginnen, eskaliert es völlig. Von Stroheim möchte das Buch Seite für Seite verfilmen. Am Ende wird seine Schnittfassung 9 Stunden lang dauern. Er dreht im Death Valley bei 50 Grad Celsius, ein Crewmitglied stirbt in der Hitze. Am Ende schneidet das Studio den Film auf 145 Minuten runter, die restlichen Aufnahmen werden vernichtet, um das wertvolle Silbernitrat in den Filmrollen zu recyceln. Publikum und Kritik verreißen den Film, der heute als einer der besten der Kinogeschichte gilt. Doch davon ist in den 20er Jahren noch keine Rede.
4000 Jahre Niederlagen. Österreichs Geschichte. Erzählt von Roland Kratzer. FM4 Morning Show.
The line, I'm losing my sense of time. There's a whole world in your eyes. Maybe I'm flying high, I think I can't deny. Come closer now, we won't stop till the morning comes. Only you, make me feel like all my dreams come true. Out of you, baby, I got the desire. I'm dancing with.
Last time I checked, I was the plug to your plug. I'm the fucking connect. What you expect? Negotiate, never settle for less. I never lose, always winning when I shuffle a deck. Dropping these jewels, where I'm from, you better treasure your chest. You know the rules, plus one, she always come with a guest. She in the pool, best believe I plan on making a wet. Give her the blues, back up in this bitch and getting my rap. Show you how to do it properly. When you on my property, I'm a hot commodity. Boardwalk monopoly. A nigga safe, ran out of space, I'm a odyssey. Honestly, I'm that motherfucker that you gotta see.
Don't this shit look gorgeous? Under the sky, stars in your eyes. This is a fool. Yeah, come on.
Now that's a lot of ass in the passenger seat. Drop it low, 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 low. Yeah, about to hit a switch in this bitch. Watch the 6-4 roll. I deal with the cons and the pros. I mix crip shit with the highs and the lows. Picture this bitch for drawing the bankroll. It's just some dog food for the soul. Less criminal psychology. This shit just a part of me. Industrial robbery, a product of 93. Yeah. Follow me, I'm with a dollar speed. My stock up, nigga, no return on this policy.
This shit look gorgeous. Under the sky, stars in your eyes. This is a fool.
Yeah, baby, come on.
We can be anything. This is everything. We do the wildest things. Six in the morning. Yeah, bitch, this the feeling.
Ich glaube, ich weiß schon.
Na sag!
Der Wortlaut Einsendeschluss ist.
Richtig!
Schicke uns deine Kurzgeschichte.
Thema
geheim.
Einsendeschluss ist der 10. Juni.
Wortlaut!
Der FM4 Kurzgeschichtenwettbewerb.
Alle Infos auf fm4orf.at/wortlaut.
Mit freundlicher Unterstützung von Der Standard.
Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Borotalk Command Deodorants für einen frischen Start in den Tag.
FM4.
Good morning. Coming up in 7 o'clock, time for the news headlines. British police say a car attack in Liverpool is not terrorism. And trouble is brewing in Austria's coalition over migrant rights. Here's Paul Brennan with the FM4 News.
A car has plowed into crowds at a victory parade for Liverpool Football Club. British police in the northern English city say the incident is not connected to terrorism. 27 people, including children, were taken to hospital. The Assistant Chief Constable of Merseyside Police, Jenny Sims, confirmed that the driver of the car has been arrested.
The car stopped at the scene and a 53-year-old white British man from the Liverpool area was arrested. We believe him to be the driver of the vehicle. Extensive inquiries are ongoing to establish the circumstances leading up to the collision. We believe this to be an isolated incident, and we are not currently looking for anyone else in relation to it.
Austria's Social Democrats have expressed concerns at plans by the ÖVP Chancellor, Christian Stocker, to re-evaluate the role of the European Court of Human Rights in dealing with migration issues. John Cummins has more.
Austria is one of nine EU countries to sign an open letter calling for a re-evaluation of the European Convention on Human Rights to make it easier to expel migrants who commit crimes. They argue that the convention has been interpreted beyond its original intentions by the European Court of Human Rights. Chancellor Stocker's proposal to alter the court's jurisdiction in such cases has failed to win the backing of his coalition partners. SPÖ MP Petra Bayer says the approach is problematic as it undermines the court's credibility and the independence of its rulings. Unlike Stocker, she believes the court alone can interpret the convention. John Cummins, FM4 News.
A naval court in Greece has charged 17 coast guards over one of the deadliest ever migrant boat disasters in the Mediterranean. Up to 650 people were feared to have drowned when the overcrowded Adriana fishing vessel sank in June 2023. More from the BBC's Nick Beak.
The Greek authorities have always maintained they monitored the migrant boat but did not attempt to tow it because it was progressing steadily towards Italy. But six survivors told us the Coast Guard intervention sank their boat. Now the captain of the Coast Guard vessel that was in the area has been charged with causing a shipwreck, with his crew accused of being complicit. The then chief of the Greek Coast Guard, as well as the supervisor in the control room on land, have been charged with exposing others to danger.
Today's weather, mixed conditions with the most sunshine in eastern Austria. Western and southern regions can expect occasional showers. Highs today will range from 15 to 24.
Why are one in three jealous of two, Nina?
Why?
Because it's Tuesday! Nina Tuesday.
The Morning Show.
With Dave and Nina.
Radio FM 4.
Ich lach dann morgen am Mittwoch, okay? Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, this mad world made me crazy. Might just turn around to 180. I ain't politicking, I ain't kissing no babies. The devil on my doorstep being so shady. Don't trip. We don't gotta let him in. Don't trip. Hey, yeah. I let it go, but I never go with it. Yeah, okay, cool, this fall weather. Fuck the bullshit, I'm here to make it all better with a little music for you. I don't do enough for you. Without you, it's the color blue. Oh, don't trip. I was in the city, they was talking that shit. Had the homies with me, all of a sudden they split. We ain't even worried, we just laughing, that's rich. You know how it goes, it ain't broke, don't fix. Hey, one of these days, well, I'll get by. Don't be afraid, don't fall. Think I lost my mind. Reality so hard to find. When the devil trying to call your line, shit, I always shine. Even when it light dim. No, I ain't God, but I'm feeling just like him. Oh, don't trip. See, I was in the whip riding me and my bitch. We was listening to us, no one else, that's it. That's a flex, just a bit. Let me talk my shit, say my head got bit. Yeah, well, this mad world made me crazy. Might just turn around to 180. I ain't politicking, I ain't kissing no babies. Devil on my doorstep being so shady. Don't trip. We don't gotta let him in. Don't trip. Hey, yeah. I let it go, but I never go with it. Might just turn around to 180. I ain't politicking, I ain't kissing no babies. The devil on my doorstep being so shady. Don't trip. We don't gotta let him in. Don't trip. Hey, yeah. I let it go, but I never go with it.
Either way, we're out tonight. I'm trying to make a movie. If the club ain't fucking open, then I'm raving in the studio.
jobs in the booth. In my hand, two cops in a suit. All the gal them stuck to the kid. Rude boy should have stuck to the truth. Next vodka with the sips, I'll fuck round Miss Cognac with a boost. Steps out, jump in the whip, got 10 things in the back of the coupe. Safe, tell them I'm watch. Great mic, then cook the next watch. Go blind when I start, I can't watch. Bit of light, 16 and breeze. I'm from ends where something gets popped. That's mushrooms, bullets and ease. I'm from ends where something gets cropped. That's pictures, pussy and trees. Then I'm raving in the studio. Raving in the studio. Then I'm raving in the studio. The club ain't fucking open. Then I'm raving in the studio. Fuck it, I ain't fussy past the Henny and the Julio. You do as you wish. I'm on my bill and love a doobie flow. Either way, we're out tonight. I'm trying to make a movie. If the club ain't fucking open, then I'm raving in the studio. Trees up, sleeping on me, get beat up. If you heard I was with your girl, just know I'm tearing them cheeks up. I don't care about your man, babe, where he's from or what he does. In the studio at like 6 a.m, just praying nobody sees us. And it ain't right, flying until daylight. Hit the booth and I take flight, looks like we're in for a great night. Little scruffy skin at Scally, treating Manny like it's Cali. Burning Reaper in the taxi, now my jeans are full of black people. Then I'm raving in the studio. Raving in the studio.
H and Boo with Raven in the studio. Of course, nobody ever raves in the studio here. Never, ever, ever. Parties, on the other hand, do occasionally take place. One's taking place tonight. I'll tell you more about it right after